Hi everyone, welcome back. Today we're going to be continuing the discussion of lighting up the natural world. So we're going to be talking again about bioluminescence, which is this natural phenomenon in which certain living organisms have developed the ability to create their own light sources internally through chemical reactions. So one of the most famous examples of bioluminescence occurs in fireflies, which are those beetles that fly around at twilight. And if you've ever seen them before, you know they create this very brief, but obviously very obvious and distinct and quite bright glow that's usually kind of a bluish-green color. But bioluminescence is also famous for being in algae, certain types of algae that live on the surface of the water. And in many species of algae, if you disturb them, for example, if there's a wave or a ripple, or if you kind of swipe your hand through it, it'll start to glow. And so that's another famous example. Certain jellyfish have the ability to light up. That's another famous example. One thing that I think of that we're going to mention in the second half is a type of fish called an anglerfish. So an anglerfish, you've probably seen it before. It's this very terrifying-looking fish that swims very deep in the water. And it's got this weird-looking antenna thing sticking off of its head. And at the end of it is this light, or this organ that it has that has the ability to create light. And this is deep underwater, very deep underwater where light doesn't really reach. And apparently this fish, this anglerfish, uses this light to attract prey. It uses it as a kind of lure that causes its prey to swim toward it, and so it makes it easier for it to hunt for food. And that's one of the main reasons why an organism would develop bioluminescence, just to attract prey, to make it easier to hunt. Another thing is to attract mates, which is similar to like certain birds where, you know, they're very colorful and stuff like that. In this case, instead of being colorful, you've got this nice bright glow coming from you. Another reason why bioluminescence can be useful is through communication. Apparently some types of animals or other types of organisms, not necessarily animals, can kind of communicate to each other using these lights, which is pretty interesting. Another thing that you can use bioluminescence for is for defensive reasons, so to scare away predators, you know, or to intimidate them or to confuse them. You know, a lot of animals are, they get very confused and they don't know what's going on whenever they encounter bright lights. Think of like a deer encountering headlights on the street. It just freezes and doesn't know what's happening. So that can also be a defensive mechanism as well that some organisms use. So those are just a few reasons why an organism might benefit from lighting up. I guess there's other examples. It seems counterintuitive, but some bioluminescent creatures even use bioluminescence for camouflage. You think it's, you know, lighting up would be the opposite of what you would want to do if you wanted to camouflage, but there are certain sea animals that use bioluminescence to mimic the light that is actually above the water. So if you're a predatory animal looking up at a at your prey, what do you expect to see? You expect to see, generally speaking, starlight and moonlight and stuff like that. But whenever your prey is swimming overhead, then it's going to block that light. And so certain prey animals have developed the ability to use this light as camouflage to mimic the natural light sources that are happening above the water. So that's another use for bioluminescence, and I'm sure there's many others. I just can't think of any off the top of my head. But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of uses. I mean, people use light also, So it's kind of the same thing. It's like having your own, like, flashlight all the time.
Yeah, it's a pretty versatile thing, isn't it? Bioluminescence. Yeah, you mentioned the anglerfish. I always think of that scene in the movie, the Pixar movie, Finding Nemo,
oh, right.
Where Nemo is swimming and there's a light and they start to follow the light, but then it's revealed that it's this big, scary-looking fish, which, of course, is the anglerfish, and they have to escape it. So it's just one of, I think, the minor antagonists in the movie, but I think it's a pretty memorable scene, just because it's kind of scary-looking.
Yeah, I haven't seen that movie in many years, but I remember. And it is. It's a very terrifying fish. It's got those long, sharp teeth. It just doesn't look very friendly. Yeah, you mentioned that, you know, it disappeared in that movie. We mentioned in the first half how it seems to be a popular, or bioluminescence seems to be popular in films and books and stuff like that, just because it is such an interesting concept. Now I'm thinking of, like, E.T., doesn't his finger glow?
Yeah, I think so. So I guess, you know, that would
be... So even aliens.
Yeah, a fictional version of bioluminescence in organisms, in this case, an alien.
Oh, and that old James Cameron movie, The Abyss.
Oh, is bioluminescence in that?
Yeah, but it's also aliens.
Oh, and they glow.
And they kind of glow. So, I don't know, it's just a pretty striking image, and I think a lot of people are interested in bioluminescence just because it is kind of otherworldly and alien-like, but it actually occurs here on Earth. So
yeah, I think there's kind of a tourism industry related to it, because there's these places that have these, like, large or frequent or predictable occurrences of it, and so, you know, people are interested. It's pretty fun, it's beautiful, it's a lot different from what you're used to, so it makes sense that these areas that have it would probably capitalize on using that as a way to draw in some tourists.
Yeah, it's sort of almost like whale watching or something, you know.
Yeah, a nice natural phenomenon to go look at.
And it's stuff you wouldn't normally see, but inherently interesting as well, so... there's a whole lot that makes bioluminescence so interesting. So we're going to go ahead right now and read the second half of the article, Lighting Up the Natural World. Paragraph 4 reads, "For centuries, biologists sought a scientific explanation for how organisms could have evolved bioluminescence. It is believed that the phenomenon may have first emerged with certain types of pigment that released a faint glow when metabolized. Eventually, this natural glowing effect became a useful strategy for attracting mates and luring prey. Other organisms use bioluminescence as a defensive measure to distract, confuse, or intimidate predators. Some sea creatures even use bioluminescence as camouflage by mimicking overhead light sources like stars and the moon."
So for centuries, biologists have tried to figure out what the scientific explanation for bioluminescence is. So how they evolved, how different organisms have evolved to have bioluminescence. Because it isn't that common, but like we said, there are thousands of organisms that have been observed to have this feature. And so they think that it is because the phenomenon has... So it's evolved over time. It may have first emerged when these certain types of pigment that released a faint glow when metabolized. So something that is metabolized is this process it processes and uses a certain substance for life. So in this case, it's this type of pigment that released a faint glow. And eventually, this you know, continued on, it evolved, because this natural glowing effect turned into a useful strategy for attracting mates and luring prey, so reproducing as well as staying alive through finding things to eat.
So those are the two main reasons, or two main uses of bioluminescence, but sometimes it can be used as a defensive tactic to distract, confuse, and intimidate predators. So to intimidate basically means to scare. So they try to scare their predators away through this process that's actually quite harmless, but of course the predators don't know that. They're confused and distracted or intimidated by it. Some sea creatures, we talked about this as well, they use it as camouflage. So camouflage is just any sort of material or pattern or behavior that allows a person or animal or other thing to blend in to its environment to avoid being seen. So some animals use bioluminescence as camouflage to mimic overhead light sources like stars and the moon. So, you know, other animals, these predatory animals, can't tell that there's actually a prey animal swimming above them.